As Turkey presses on with its attack on northern Syria, Kurdish authorities say there's been an attempted breakout at the Al-Hal refugee camp for ISIS family members, home to more than 65 Australians. Meanwhile, the funerals of Turkish civilians killed have prompted grief and anger directed at the Kurds. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from the city of Akçakale.
At the funeral of nine-month-old Mohammed Omar, prayer and grief give way to patriotism and anger. Down with the PKK, says one chant, referring to the banned Kurdish Workers' Party. And martyrs never die, our country won't be divided. Baby Mohammed was killed on Thursday when his home was struck by a mortar fired by Kurdish-led forces. He was one of seven Turkish civilians killed that day. We want peace. We want babies to live. We want mums not to cry, says the mayor of Akçakale. Other mourners are more blunt. This baby died because its time was up. One day, we are going to die as well. We fight for our country. We give what we have for our country. We give our soul. We give our blood for our country. But what is America doing here? He's referring to the US troops who until Monday had occupied small bases on the other side of the border. It was their presence that had prevented Turkey from attacking Kurdish forces. They withdrew from the bases to rear areas on Monday, and Turkey launched its invasion 48 hours later. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke of the consequences of this war in the prisons and camps holding ISIS detainees and their families. There are areas where ISIS combatants are concentrated. So far, they have been guarded by the Kurdish military. Now, as the Turkish army enters the area, Kurds leave these camps where ISIS combatants are kept. They can just run away. I am not sure how fast the Turkish army can take the situation under control. Almost on cue, Kurdish authorities say there was an attempted breakout in the Al-Hol refugee camp for ISIS families, where 65 Australian women and children are being held. Security footage shows women in niqabs running through the camp, but camp authorities say the trouble was quelled by Kurdish security forces and there were no escapes. Five women were arrested. And in the major Kurdish city of Qamishli, a car bomb exploded outside a restaurant in the town centre. Initial reports blamed an ISIS sleeper cell. This is Adam Harvey in Akçakale for Saturday AM.